Right, Mrs. Eaton, what's your name, your full name?
Irene Florence Eaton.
And what did you do before you were retired?
Before I was retired, I worked in the sub-post office. Prior to that, I was head of an office for the Kenning Motor Company. And then during the war, I was in the National Fire Service.
Very good. And when were you born? What's your date of birth? And
1st of March 1923.
Good. And where were you born and where did you live when you were little?
I was born at Stoke Newington and lived at Stoke Newington for the first 7 years of my life. And then we moved to Tottenham. And as my father suffered from asthma, was recommended that he came down to the sea, and we moved down here to Southend.
And what did your mother and father, what did they do for a living, or were they at home, what did they do?
Well, my grandparents were managers of a laundry, so naturally my mother was having to work there, and my father was a chauffeur after the First World War, and right up until almost war broke out, he was going back and forwards to London to work. And then we moved up to Coventry during the war.
Oh, right.
Of course, it was safer up there.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yes, of course.
It was.
Right. Well, that's what we thought. And now, where did you go to school to start with?
Well, I think my school must have been Newington Green or Stoke Newington when I first went to school, and quite frankly I can't remember a thing.
Okay, fair enough. So
when we moved to Tottenham, I went to a school down there just along the road, and I don't remember very much about that. Actually, I've got fucked up.
Right. So, and what happened? I mean, what was the first school that you can remember where you were taught?
Mainly St Mary's, which was down here in Southend, because I was 10 years old then.
All right. And what sort of school was that?
It's a church school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was about 3 classrooms, which was the school. And I was there for nearly 12 months, and I quite enjoyed it, actually. But I can't remember very much about having been taught history or anything else.
Okay. Well, let's get on to where you went after that. You changed schools at 11.
11 years old, yes, and I went to Westborough School, which is where I began to get interested in the history. And the history teacher was very, very nice. Miss Rose, and as you saw in the books, we were allowed to pick out anything that was in the paper appertaining to what we were doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just enter it in the book. That's why the books were a bit on the thick side.
So, and was that when, did you do sort of topics, or did you go through period by period? How did you do it? Can you remember?
Well, yes, we would come in the morning when it was the day for the history lesson, and there would be perhaps whatever we were going to do, a map of anywhere or anything about the Egyptians or the Anglo-Saxons would be on the desk ready for us. And then, as far as I can remember, what was written in the books we took from the board that mm-hmm. she would have written on there during the time. And I think that's about it.
And when you said the map was on the desk, was it like a printed
map? It was
map,
printed.
Was it? So
had already
yes. duplicated it.
Yes,
somehow.
They were already duplicated with whatever names there were, like perhaps the main cities of that area would be on there as well.
Mm, that sounds good. And you were saying earlier that you had some little ways of learning as well.
Yes, the one she taught me, which I've never forgotten all those years, was when will her stupid head remember just how easy each endeavour remains, having had help. And that takes you from William the Conqueror to Henry the Sixth, so that you know what order they're in if you just write that down. And another one, which you will find in the history book, it came from some sort of an advert, and it said, good King Hal, he married once and then he wed again until he'd wed a pair of Anne's, three Catherine's and a Jane. So you can more or less put those into order if you can think that they're the Catherine's and the Jane's.
That's very good.
You'll find lots of little rhymes like that through the history book.
Right, and were those, and the history books that I'm going to photograph, were they, you did one each year, did you? Is that
yes.
How it went?
Yes.
Right. So the history that you were taught didn't really change, it was always the same?
It was going through the same all the time, yes.
But you did period, you went sort of through each reign and...
Yes, I think the first one goes from the Anglo-Saxons up so far, and the next one will go from the next stage that we did that year, and so they go from the Anglo-Saxons up until I left school, George the Sixth came along, so that's right through George the Fifth.
That's great. And did you ever have textbooks and things as a help or not, or was it just the teacher writing on the board?
The teacher used to write on the board, but I don't remember having textbooks, but I used to buy the smaller books that you saw of the Anglo-Saxons or the Hanoverians. They were bought by me, or Mum, obviously. She probably said, get that book, which
yes.
we would do.
And did you ever do anything like, was there ever any school's radio or anything?
No.
Or did you ever go on any trips or anything?
No. The only trip we had once a week was down to the swimming baths.
Oh, right. But no sort of history?
But nothing else, no.
No,
and we had to walk all the way there and all the way back.
Oh, right. Okay. You're exhausted.
No transport in those days.
And did you like the history you were taught at school? Was it a class, was it a lesson that you liked?
Well, yes, I did like it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been so enthusiastic of putting all these bits from the paper in.
Yes. And so you went home and actually collected all those, or did the teacher bring
in? Oh, no. We went home. We were allowed to go home, and as I say, whatever we saw, I think there's one there. We were doing Shakespeare, and it might have been Sir Laurence Olivier was in there on a... They would just cut it out and put it in, take it with us, mm-hmm. and then put it in the book after she'd seen it.
And did everyone do such big exercise books, or were you particularly keen?
No, I think most of them probably would have done the same with me, but perhaps not quite so enthusiastic. Because I used to collect all the little Thai food tea things that gave you cities of the world and that, and they're all in those books.
Fantastic. And so what I think I didn't ask you, what sort of school actually was it?
Just a girls' school.
Sort of secondary school.
From 11 to 14.
Right. Yeah. And did most people leave at 14?
Oh, yes.
It ended up, then.
Yes.
And you left at 14?
Yes, we didn't stay on at school, unless, of course, they went on to high school, and they would probably have left at 15 or 16.
Right.
But,
so you didn't take any... Did you take any exams at all?
Hmm?
Did you take any exams at all in history?
No. I don't... We must have done, because we did exams, so there must have been something to do with the history. It would have been all the subjects, geography as well.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been something, but I never got any exam papers given to me to bring home to keep.
Right, okay. Okay, and do you think... that the way that the history you were taught at school helped you feel proud of being British? I mean, was it a lot about what a good society?
I'm very, very proud of being British.
But do you think the history helped you, or do you think you were anyway?
Oh, no, I think history helped. The fact that my dad was in the Royal Flying Corps during the First World War, I was proud of him. It was something that had more or less only just been... brought out
mm-hmm.
before it went into the RAF. It was a Royal Flying Corps.
Mm.
So, yes, I'm very British and I get very upset when I read the papers today.
Right.
In fact, I've written to Mr. Cameron and told him I'm a very worried 87-year-old.
All right. Okay.
And told him why.
All right, okay.
I had a letter back from him, well, from somebody to say thank you for taking the time to write
right.
to me.
Right.
Okay. I just hope it's gone in there for him.
Right, but do you think that was any that your history teaching helped with that, or do you think it was
Definitely, yes. Our English history I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't worried about anybody else and the other countries, although I found the Egyptians very interesting as well.
Oh. And what do you remember most from your history lessons?
Not a lot.
All oh, right. But do you think it was doing the books, or what do you reckon?
Yeah, except for the books, yes. I mean, I used to love hearing about the Tudors, but I think everybody did. That knows the English history, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. And have you done any more history since you left school? Have you joined things like the National Trust or...
No.
Nothing like that, or you don't watch... TV programmes?
Yes, well, I watch Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, right, yeah, oh, yes, that's
but,
very interesting.
No, I'd love to find my history, but it seems as though everybody, I've got that, three relatives all trying, we all come to a full stop somewhere.
Oh, right. But, so you have tried a bit of family history then?
Yes, I can go back a little way, but not too far.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you very much, Irene. And I think now I'll photograph all your books, which would be great. Thank you.
You're going to have it.